You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media at the Extension Conference here on campus today. We're now joined by Drew Lerner, as usual, for a Wednesday afternoon. He's with World Weather Incorporated out of Kansas City. Hey, Drew, thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you. I hope the conference is going well.
We are just getting started for the day, and it's really going to be a big event. Actually, there are a lot of folks here, so I hope that we can talk more with them again tomorrow. Let's talk about the weather forecast. Can you start here in the United States and talk about the colder weather that is due to come across the U.S. next week?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we haven't had much winter this year, and not that it's really winter yet, but relative to what we usually see in the autumn, it's been very pleasant. And I think we're going to change that rather dramatically here as we go forward through the week next week. A couple of surges of very cold air will work their way southward from the Arctic, and most of the Midwest and the Plains and even the interior eastern states will all be impacted by this event. It will likely be preceded by a little bit of rain, but the cold is coming in so fast it may be difficult to get a significant snow event to take place, and that raises some concern for some of the winter crops out there, winter wheat. At this point, it's too soon to be able to say how cold it's going to get, but I sure would like to see a little snowfall before the coldest air arrives, which will be in the second half of next week.
And then turn your attention to South America, where Argentina has been dry. Is that going to change anytime soon?
Yeah, you know, we're getting a few showers and thunderstorms right now in the southwest corner of Argentina, and as we go forward through this next 4 or 5 days, we're going to see that fester on a daily basis and eventually spread northward through some of the other dry areas like Cordoba and Santiago del Estero. So eventually we're going to see a nice little improvement in topsoil moisture. However, at some of the key corn and soybean producing areas from Cordoba into Entre Rios in northern Buenos Aires may not see a great deal of rain. Maybe a couple tenths to three quarters of an inch will occur this weekend. Otherwise, it'll be dry prior to that time and dry through most of next week. And so we're a little concerned that some of that region will become a little bit too dry as we get towards the middle of December. So something to keep an eye on. Northern Buenos Aires, by the way, has had less than half of normal rainfall so far this month. They still have good subsoil moisture, but all that's going to decrease, obviously, if they don't get better rain.
Other places in South America, however, I think are doing pretty well.
That's absolutely correct. Brazil's in excellent shape. Even the southern parts of Brazil have adequate moisture at this point. There will be some portions of that region that will turn a little dry as we go forward through the next 10 days, but certainly nowhere in Brazil will there be critically dry conditions for the next 2 weeks.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too. That, of course, is Drew Lerner. He's with World Weather Incorporated out of Kansas City. Joins us on this Wednesday afternoon edition of the Closing Market Report, coming to you from the University of Illinois Extension Conference held here at the iHotel in Urbana-Champaign. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.